Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Roadkill, got some good news for you, buddy.
What's that?
Ape and Monster beats Monkey. Godzilla versus Kong. What is it? Godzilla versus Kong? Is that what it is? Or X-Kong? It says Godzilla X-Kong here. The new empire brought in an estimated $31.7 million to stay at number one for the second consecutive week. Monkey Man. Have you heard about that?
I have heard good, but I see I've heard good things about.
Yeah. We're not saying it's bad.
Yep.
They just came in second. It's a movie about a young man who fights in an underground fight club.
Yes.
I don't know why he's wearing a gorilla mask, though.
Yeah, I don't know either. I've seen the previews, and I'm going to say, I'd like to see both of those movies at some point. I'm not going to pay to go to the theater to see those two.
Ghostbusters Frozen Empire dropped to third. The First Omen, I'm assuming that's another scary movie. That
yes.
was fourth.
I would definitely like to see that one. Although I said to the other ones I didn't want to see in the theater, I do want to see The First Omen.
And what about this one? The first trailer has been released for A24's Maxine. The film is the final film of Ty West's X-horror trilogy.
Yes. This one I will...
This
one looks very, very good. Yes.
Follows adult film star Maxine Minx as she aspires to be an actress and finally gets her big break. However, as a killer starts to hunt down the women of Hollywood, details about Maxine's past are revealed.
Yep.
Oh, Kevin Bacon's in this. So this sounds like actually it's not like a B movie.
Now, Kelly, I want to tell you about A24.
Yeah.
Go back 10 or 15 years, was low budget. And then slowly they started to make some really good, interesting movies. And movies that started to get attention. That was the one, who's the actor that gained a ton of weight? Brendan Fraser.
Okay, yeah.
He did The Whale. Also, there was a movie, Everything About Something Else, where the woman that was in it, she won an award, and another actress. So A24 has started to take off and to put out some really good movies. And I did enjoy, I think it was X. I didn't like the other one, and I'm looking forward to seeing this one.
All right. Not only Kevin Bacon, but Halsey, the singer, Elizabeth Debicki, and Giancarlo Esposito, hitting theaters July 5th.
Yeah.
That's your horror movie update.
Thank you very much, Kelly.
It's a lot of horror movies.
Sometimes it's not enough, Laura.
Yeah. Well, welcome to Buzz 24/7. We didn't really welcome anybody. Kelly just all of a sudden said I have some news. So, welcome to Buzz 24/7. No Greg today because he has to go deal with some house stuff.
Yep.
But and of course he's not gonna be in the meeting again.
And what else did you find out today?
He didn't take his glasses.
No. He didn't take his glasses.
He left while I was gone. I had him sitting right here because I didn't want to hand him to him, we'd have him lose them.
Right.
They were sitting right here. I came back, he was gone. I did text him, he never responded. Maybe I'll see if one of you who lives close to him can just drop him off.
He said he's gonna Zoom the meeting, by the way. He did mention that.
Oh good.
Or try to Zoom the meeting.
Oh, okay.
Guess we'll find out.
He's going to blame it on me that he didn't bring his glasses.
Yes, he'll come in tomorrow. He'll have eye patches on.
And for all the listeners who emailed me this morning saying that I was being mean by not giving him the glasses, I mean, come on. I gave it to him as a gift in the fact that... Yeah.
Those glasses sat right here in front of me, and they've already been put in my bag. I'm ready for today.
Mine are in my bag.
Yeah, I got the, Laura, please let Greg have another pair of the glasses you have. You are right that he doesn't deserve them, but if he burns his retinas, you're going to feel real guilty. Be the bigger person and show mercy on him.
I'm so tired of people, the bigger person.
And then I got another one. You know, there won't be another eclipse till 2044. If you have extra glasses, you should really give them to Greg. Teach him a lesson another time. Oh, Greg just text me. I keep a pair at work, so just leave them on the board. No.
No.
Eclipse. Glasses.
I'm not reading glasses. it is.
Oh, boy. Oh, well. Okay, we'll stop with that. I don't know. I know you had your movie stuff, but I had some Would You Rathers today, and these, we haven't done them in forever.
No, we haven't.
And these always make me... laugh, and also we get to know each other. Kelly Brown, yeah. Would you rather be chronically underdressed or overdressed?
I guess I'd go overdressed because I'm assuming I'd get used to the uncomfortable. I mean, sometimes a suit and whatever is a little too tight and you can't fully relax. I'm thinking I would get used to that. I wouldn't want to look like a total slob, but am I retired? If I'm retired, then forget it. I want to be underdressed.
Now, then I would totally go underdressed. Last night we went out from my folks and I threw on a pair of shoes. I had my camo shorts on and something else, and everybody else was just kind of, I don't know if they were dressed up, but I'm dressing
casual. I believe you've already been doing the underdressed.
You've been thing. Already, yeah. So, yeah. Dude.
You got it down.
Yeah.
It didn't bother you?
Oh, gosh, no.
Oh, no. See, I hate if I show up somewhere and I feel underdressed. It gives me anxiety.
I guess I wonder, well, yeah, underdressed in a room with other people that are dressed, yeah, you feel like a dink. But just life in general, man, I'm like, and just because, showing up with jeans and a shirt, I think I'm fine.
Just because you're underdressed doesn't make you out to be, slob. I am not a slob. My clothes are clean, but I'm underdressed. And I'm very comfortable with that. And honestly, I think I'm comfortable and you should be comfortable.
Yeah, but so I'm more comfortable in dresses and stuff. Yeah. I show up to like kids' sporting events and people look at me and then other people just say, no, that's Laura. She wears dresses to everything. I try when I do Cub Scout things and when I do other, I wear jeans.
That, yeah, ends up looking nice. Yeah, I would think the worst thing for you would be to look around and notice that you are underdressed. You'd probably flip your lid.
People just last week I had two scouting events where I wore jeans and one woman walked up to me. She goes, I've never seen this in my life. 2 weeks of you in pants? Like, yep, sometimes it has to happen. Okay. Would you rather lose your sight or your memories?
Memories.
What?
Yeah, I wouldn't rather lose. I'd rather lose my sight. You know, at this age, not you know, not clear near death or anything, but I can remember everything and still remember what things look like. And you know, if you lose your memories, then
it's your whole life.
All that stuff. Oh, forget it.
But it means you have nothing going forward. You're not going to remember anything.
But if you lose your sight, that means you might have to always have somebody to help you. And I don't know if I want that.
People that are blind seem to do quite well with the right help. You know,
right? And like Kelly said, if you've already had sight,
you know, can remember things.
Yeah. Like I can wake up from my bed. I probably could keep my eyes shut, get to my bathroom, go to the bathroom, do without even having to open your eyes because I've seen it a billion times.
Yeah, but you're a person that likes your freedom too. So you want to be able to drive and who's going to...
But she could drive around and not know where she's going because she lost her memory.
That's a good point.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Would you rather be covered in fur or covered in scales?
Fur. Scales gonna my fish? I mean, is it gonna be itchy? I'm assuming scales are usually itchy.
Well, I was thinking like reptile scales or snake scales. I like the sun, so fur I'd be too hot.
Okay,
so give me the scales.
The scales, yeah. But remember, and I don't know if anything that has scales usually at some point has to be close to the water.
Right, you're
gonna burn up.
You're gonna need special lotion for your scales.
I've already the worst part of obviously my face got a little messed up.
Which I want to say to you, today, I looked at you, and I couldn't even, until the governor and his wife came in and said, oh, God, I'm so sorry about, I heard what happened. I can't even tell from here.
That's good. I'm a lot of scar cream. But this is the one thing they told me, and I wanted to cry after getting my stitches removed on Friday, is up to 18 months with no sun on that spot.
What do you do?
Oh, I'm going to wear, so I told Jeff that I'm going to wear a Band-Aid over my mustache.
God.
All summer. And he's like,
how many months? 18?
6 to 18 months. They recommend longer because your scar has to become an age scar before it can hit sun or you can really mess it up. So I might just wear a Band-Aid when I go in the sun.
Get my the girls had them and they got them for me. Get ones that look like bacon.
Sizzling bacon on my face. I just... Cool. I love the summer and the sun so much that this is like the worst.
This is good for you in the long run.
No, I'm just going to have
a small patch of skin from any skin cancer.
Just underneath my lip. Okay. Would you rather give up air conditioning or heating for the rest of your life?
Oh, you'd have to just give up air conditioning, even though I love AC, because you wouldn't be able to survive the winter without
it. I have to have my AC. I want cold air. I want cold air moving. I feel like we can
deal without heat.
You're physically going to freeze to death in the winter.
Well, you could just make a fire.
You could make a fire. You could dress better and stuff like that. But how do you get cooler?
You just got to go in the basement and tough it out like they did 100 years ago.
Yeah, they figured it out. Yeah. Yeah, be like a dog, dig a hole.
Would you rather have a real get-out-of-jail-free card or a key that opens any door?
Key that opens any door. I'm not going to jail, so I can...
That's what my daughter thought. Well, it's a small driving offense. She's okay now.
Yeah, but jail sucks.
Yep.
Yeah, but I feel like if I know that, if I don't just... I'm going to be better and not go to jail... Hopefully.
Mm. I kind of, the key thing too.
Yeah.
What am I opening though? What kind of doors am I opening?
Whatever you want.
See, that's one I thought about because it's like, I'm not much of a person that goes, I wonder what's behind that door.
No, but
and I'm
what
not
if,
a troublemaker. So
what happens if there's a fire in a house and you need the key to get in because you can't break down the door and now you have the key and you can save lives.
All right.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
If that's how I'm thinking.
She always takes it very serious. Very serious.
Do you want to cuddle with a koala or pal around with a panda? I want to cuddle with a koala.
I like the panda.
Yeah, I guess.
But they have those big nails, right?
What are we going
to
do with
I think they all at some point could easily like go to hug you and rip your face off accidentally.
So what are we, as a panda, you're going to pal around for like a day. And after that, what do you do? What do you do with a panda? What are your activities going to be?
I don't know.
You cuddle, you just take a nap, it's over.
Would you rather spend the rest of your life with a sailboat as a home or an RV as your home?
RV.
I wouldn't get seasick.
I love the camp. I got to schedule actually a time to go pick up my camper now that it's getting that season. I could live in it. My own little mini house.
Plus, I love the idea of a sailboat as long as I have a shower, but the movement and then the practicality of it.
Yeah.
You know?
Every time you need land, you have to dock. Right. And where are you docking?
We got to go shopping.
Yeah. Would you rather find a rat in your kitchen or a roach in your bed?
Roach in the bed.
Rat in the kitchen. There's one roach, there's a gazillion. Of course, that's true about the rats, but they're bigger and it's harder for them to get in your house.
Yeah. I guess a rat. I don't mind. Rats are smart.
There's one roach. There's already a couple in your room, and then God knows where they came in. The little teeny hole.
Neither one sucks. Let's see. Would you rather lose all your teeth or lose a day of your life every time you kiss someone?
Read that one again.
Would you rather lose all your teeth or you lose a day of your life every time someone kisses you?
I guess a day of your life. We do hugs. Let's do hugs instead.
We're not kissing.
Yeah, we're not kissing.
Yeah, I guess.
Yep.
I mean, but you could always, if you lose all your teeth, you just get fake chompers. I was considering it last week. I was like, what if I have to get fake teeth?
Whew. I had a total off subject one time. My dentist wasn't in. They brought in like a replacement for a little while. I went in and the woman goes, does your jaw click? And I said, sometimes. She goes, okay, this is what we can do. Pull all your teeth and
go away.
Break your jaw.
No.
And then fit you for fake teeth.
No.
Or probably most likely later on at some point, that's going to just break away. How would you like to handle this? And I'm like, neither one.
Yeah.
And I'm going to wait till the guy comes back obviously knows what he's talking about. Because no, we're not breaking my jaw, pulling all my teeth.
That's really weird that that's what they jump to.
Kidding. It sounds like a big scare tactic.
Would you rather have all your clothes fit perfectly or have the most comfortable pillow, blankets, and sheets in existence?
Oh, perfect clothes.
I don't sleep that great, so it would be nice to have everything perfect, and I slept like a baby.
But that's only 6 hours of your day. The rest of the day,
six
you're
hours
could be seven
six
and
hours
and a half
for your day. Yeah. Don't go speaking for the rest of us.
Would you rather get a paper cut every time you turn a page, or bite your tongue every time you eat?
Oh. Well, first of all, I wouldn't be turning pages then. Now I'm going to Greg's. I'm reading books. I'm listening to books.
Like
I'm not reading.
I'll deal with the paper
cut. But the newspaper, I flip page. Oh, yeah. Paper cut. Ooh, bite your tongue. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, nobody wants to. Plus, every time you bite your tongue,
it gets big and you keep biting it. Yeah.
No.
Ooh. Would you rather be an unimportant character in the last movie you saw or an unimportant character in the last book you read?
Wait, say it again.
Would you rather be an unimportant character in the last movie you saw or an unimportant character in the last book you read?
I guess movie I saw, which I'm trying to think of what movie it was.
I'm going to go movie also.
Because the book I read was a horror book.
Because I feel like I could still maybe be a character in another movie.
Sequel.
Sequel. Hmm. Or, you know, okay, hey, I liked guy three with the blue shirt in the background.
Okay. We get time. We can do another one or two.
Make it a good one, Boise.
Well, this one's easy. Would you rather sip gin with Ryan Reynolds or shoot tequila with Dwayne The Rock Johnson? I'm taking Ryan Reynolds every day.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Ryan Reynolds is funny. I don't mind The Rock, but I'd like to hang out with Ryan Reynolds. Yeah.
He owns a soccer team, and I love
him. I feel like if The Rock wants to chat, you know, things that he's done in the past, I could have fun with him. I do remember watching The Rock. He was he was so entertaining on the mic. I'm going to go with The Rock. Although
I figured you would take
The Rock. I'm a
wrestling guy.
Yeah. Kelly, yeah. Welcome to Wrexham. You have to watch it.
I know.
It's now we're two seasons
in. Is that on FX?
Yeah, but
you have to pay for that?
It's on.
It's now on one of the free channels?
It's Hulu.
Okay.
No, we pay for Hulu. You're all set with Hulu.
Okay.
You have that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Okay. One more. Would you rather get trapped in the middle of a food fight or a water balloon fight? Total food fight. I'd want to be.
Well,
water.
Water, because you're going to be clean at the end.
Yeah, but you can just go hop in the shower. I don't like swimming, really. I don't like water.
Yeah.
I don't want to get hit in the face with a water balloon, like,
get
at all.
Water.
My kid actually just got invited to a 9-year-old birthday party, and it's a food fight party. And they were supplying ponchos for the kids. They're making, like, mashed potatoes and pasta, and they're doing a whole party of just, like, a food fight party for the kids. That's fun.
I look back, and I think I had a pretty good childhood. But then I hear about stuff like that, and I go, it sucked. Because they wouldn't have
How
done
much
that.
Fun would that be?
That would be so much fun. That would be one, like, if they said, hey, you know, tomorrow night for work, we're all going to go. I'd be like, I'm changing my plans. I'm going to go to a food fight. Like,
I'd just get all my zip bags and pack it up and leave. Yeah. I wouldn't fight anybody.
He'd be catching it and bagging it.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, they're making pudding and Jello and all the fun soft foods that you can just throw at your friends.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. I have to move chairs.
Got to move chairs. In the meantime, I'll tell you a couple of anniversaries. Rock things. Unfortunately, 1994, Kurt Cobain was found dead. Self-inflicted gunshot wound. 27. 1975, Aerosmith released Toys in the Attic. And in 1979, Roadkill, Van Halen embarked on their first world tour.
Oh, and the world was never the same after. Ugh.
And I can't remember whether our friends, whether that was the tour they went on with Van Halen, or was it a successful?
I thought it was one or two in. But awesome.
Well, thank you for that. Yes. And just so you know, Greg texted me back. I'll just say what he texted me back was all caps and it started with an F. He's not very happy that we have these glasses.
Poor Greg.
I feel really bad now.
Well, he can stop and get them if he really wants to watch.
Okay. Well, I hope you guys have a great day, and we will see you all tomorrow.
Adios. Bye.
Bye.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348. Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.